While late last week the redevelopment of Kastellholm was considered to be on life support, the project will seemingly live to see another day. As recently as Monday morning, the chair of the Kastellholm Board of Management, Kaun Chris Main, had no idea how the day would play out, but kept one eye trained on his email inbox with the hope a last-minute reprieve would come for the contentious $122 million redevelopment of the local public long-term care facility. Around midday, years of work on the Kastellholm file paid off as Main shared the agreement with its selected contractor, Perkon Construction Limited, gained the approval of Minister of Long-Term Care Rod Phillips to proceed. All weekend long, I could just see it going south, and then what would we do? A relieved Main tells Bay Today. We're delighted to receive this letter from the Ministry of Long-Term Care approving construction to move forward. It's a huge relief for everyone involved with the redevelopment. A board meeting has been called for Monday afternoon to share the news, and finally move this forward in detail. We don't care how deep the snow is. We're looking forward to getting those shovels in the ground before the end of this year. The ministry's approval was necessary to meet the deadline with Perkon to hold costs at the present level. Failure to do so could have meant starting from scratch. The board asked the contractor to hold the construction price till the end of September, but that added another $2.7 million to the overall cost. Perkon later agreed to extend the deadline until November 30. Politics between Kastellholm and a group of mayors from 8 of the 9 contributing municipalities has stalled progress through summer and into fall. See related. Mayor on Kastellholm. The guarantee was just one of many concerns. We offered to meet with the municipalities, Main tells Bay Today, but they all declined. See also. 8 of 9 municipal partners ask government to deny Kastellholm redevelopment until concerns are addressed and Calvin Township taxpayers want out of Kastellholm and have the signatures to show it. Kastellholm needs unanimous agreement from the 9 municipalities to borrow money, leaving the board no option but to levy. We're keen to move ahead with the levy in the next 4 days. We are right now at the wire, explains Main. With the municipalities turning their backs on pretty much everything Kastellholm has offered and responded to, without some additional pressure from the province to resolve the redevelopment, the municipalities will continue to stall any progress or discussion until the current proposal is no longer in hand, he added. See also. Lack of support from North Bay Council pushes Kastellholm redevelopment to the brink and letter to the editor. Councillors should pay ultimate political price for Kastellholm fiasco. Ministry approval is a large step forward for the redevelopment, but the celebration could be short-lived. It is expected the project could soon be challenged by some of the municipalities in court. With files from Jeff Turrell.